Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Take hours to go over all the evidence which proves that the attack on September 11th, 2001 was an inside job. And I suggest you look into it if you haven't already. But to simplify the situation, all you need to do is look at Building 7. What some people still don't realize is that there were three buildings that fell into their own footprint that day. Three buildings that fell at free fall speed, indistinguishable from controlled demolitions, because that's exactly what they were. As the towers came crashing down, we can see the signatures of a controlled demolition. The official story is that Building 7, known as 7 World Trade Center, caught fire as a result of debris from the Twin Towers, which somehow caused a critical internal column to break, causing a cascading failure and collapse. And if this nonsensical official narrative were true, it would make it the first and only steel skyscraper in the world to collapse from fires. The building's owner, Larry Silverstein, took control of the Twin Towers just weeks before 9/11 and had them insured to cover terrorist attacks. After Building 7 collapsed, Silverstein told the media that the decision was made to pull it, suggesting that the building was collapsed on purpose.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such a terrible loss of life. And this was in this pull. And they made that decision to pull. And then we watched the building collapse.
This implies that they somehow rigged the explosives that afternoon while the building was still burning, which is ridiculous. And so the media dismissed his comments and changed their story. There were several witnesses who reported hearing and feeling the type of explosions one would expect from a controlled demolition.
You heard explosions, like boom. It's like a distinct sound.
Big explosion. Blew us back into the eighth floor.
Somebody grabbed my shoulder and I started running, and the shit's hitting the ground behind me. And the whole time you're hearing boom, 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 boom. So, I think I know an explosion when I hear it.
Do you know if it was an explosion or if it was a building collapse?
To me, it sounded like an explosion.
The explosions were captured on video.
You want to call your mother or something?
In fact, you were just told by police that you should move out of your apartment, Tatiana. You've got Carolina here. They advised us to leave because you had coronavirus.
First responders were told that the building was going to be blown up.
Keep your eye on that building. It's coming down.
You guys knew this was coming all day.
We had heard reports that the building was unstable and that eventually it would either come down on its own or it would be taken down.
The BBC reported live on air that the building already collapsed before it did. Television viewers could see it in the background still standing.
So I was talking about the Salomon Brothers building collapsing, and indeed it has. Apparently that's only a few hundred yards away from where the World Trade Center towers were. And it seems that this was not a result of a new attack. It was because the building had been weakened.
And the investigation never even investigated for explosives. The Republican White House then signed into law the Patriot Act, which allowed the next Democrat White House to target U.S. civilians as if they were domestic terrorists. And they amended the Defense Authorization Act, which allowed the next Republican White House to experiment on the American people with deadly gene therapy and nanotech vaccines. The same people who did 9/11 are pulling off the climate hoax and the deadly COVID shots. They run both parties of our government. Many have forgotten, and it's time to wake up before they kill us all. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
realize this was back this week. Thought it was next week. I come in this morning. It's back in the warehouse, ready to roll. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. And the first thing I did was pop one of these bad boys. Overhead shot, please. Look how full this bottle is. Right to the top, folks. Right to the top with these 95% curcuminoid. Again, most turmeric formulas are 5%, some are maybe 10. The other strong brands are 75%. This is 95%. Super concentrated. So like taking one pill is like taking 10 of the average pill. It's that powerful. Or more. So they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Sold out for almost 8 months. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, you better strap yourselves in today because we have got incredibly important information to cover. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here live for the next 4 hours. Owen Schroyer can't host his show today. He's getting on an airplane to fly to D.C. where they're trying to put him in prison. And they say in the recommended sentencing document that the prosecutors put out, because he's unrepentant and months ago on his show said he does believe the 2020 election was stolen. Open murder of the First Amendment in everybody's face, cut and dry. But it's the same with everything else that's happening. California courts can seize transgender kids from parents if they do not affirm children as young as 5 being fast-tracked to be sterilized. That's the end of parental rights. We've got the governor of New Mexico on Friday. This is the biggest story out there. We have our whole press conference. We're going to be covering it coming up at the bottom of the hour. And she said, I don't care about your Second Amendment or your First Amendment. They're not absolute. I'm declaring an emergency because of spikes in crime in one city in their state by criminals where they've defunded the police. So you see how the operation works, all part of undermining the society. And then as it collapses with open borders and defunded police and criminals being let out of jail for super violent crimes in just a couple days in many cases, that encourages them to go crazy. And then the same left doing it all, enabling it all, comes out and says, well, we're going to have to declare a health emergency and take your guns. Remember what the CDC did 2 years ago. Without law, they're not a Congress. They're just a federal agency. They said all rents are forgiven. Of course, that would completely destroy the economy, but it was just testing the waters to get you ready for civil emergency. And they said, we're in a health emergency. And they already tried to make people for 6 months not have any rent. And they went, well, it's just going to be for the next few years. That's totally unlawful. Doesn't make any sense. It's totally crazy. And they still tried it. And the Supreme Court said, no, you've got to stop it. So they're pushing the envelope here. And they're getting us ready to live under emergency rule as they undermine the very sovereignty of the world and the infrastructures that we survive on. We have, of course, the incredible FUBAs and bizarre behavior of Biden reaching next level weirdness at the G20 summit in Vietnam. We also have the EU and UN openly announcing global censorship, EU treaty, UN health treaty to take full control of your body with vaccine passports, global digital world ID. So that's from the head of the IMF, the head of the World Bank, the head of the EU, it's all being announced. Also, all over the world, white people are being excluded from public spaces, from university public spaces like the parks, and even the schools themselves on certain days for, quote, minority only, even though white people are 7% of the world population. You can see how it works. The global billionaire elite bring in giant third-world populations, brainwash them to hate white people, and then train them that white people have no rights. And then once the white people have no rights, no one else has any rights. So white people are being set up as the first minority to be targeted, just like Hitler did with the Jews. And bizarrely enough, we have the ADL quarterbacking the entire Hitlerian project, because it's very Hitlerian to persecute certain groups of people just because of what color they are. That's why I call the ADL the real Nazis, by a real yardstick. Just because they claim they're a Jewish civil rights group means nothing. I'm not saying they're actual Nazis that follow Adolf Hitler either. I'm saying it's the most Hitlerian thing around, that they're writing up the policy. And I have a stack of news here. Inclusion, Harvard style. DEI department, that's the diversity and inclusion department, host back to school bash for everyone who isn't white. Meanwhile, folks are fighting back. Dutch authorities have had enough. They've removed the leader of the government. The people have, and now they've had enough of the leftists blocking roads and highways. They're now attacking them back with water cannons. That is certainly good news. And all over the world, the left is being rightfully protested and stood up to, and so are their puppet leaders. Macron booed at Rugby World Cup opening ceremony into oblivion. And we've got so many other big reports here, but one of the big ones is Elon Musk. And I noticed viral videos that was sent from YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter this weekend. We're talking some with a million plus views, but a bunch of others with like 100,000, 200,000, 50,000 views. And I think it's great because it's bringing more listeners here. Attacks are great. Saying Jones is controlled opposition because he's saying Elon Musk is joining us. I'm not saying Elon Musk is perfect. I'm not saying I trust him. I'm saying the moves he's making are, capital D, devastating to the New World Order right now. And whether it's the New York Times or the New Yorker magazine or CNN, they're calling for his arrest and calling him a Russian agent. And the ADL says he's the number one enemy and has taken 56% of his sponsors. So make no mistake, the people running things don't like Elon Musk. Now, maybe he's trying to take over the operation from them. Maybe that's what's happening. I don't see it in his brain. But it's easy to sit back and Tucker Carlson wakes up and Joe Rogan wakes up and RFK Jr. wakes up and Tulsi Gabbard wakes up and Russell Brand wakes up and Jimmy Dore wakes up and the list goes on and on. I mean, basically anybody that's popular now is attacking the New World Order. And a lot of folks are going to do it because it is popular. I know Tucker's totally for real and awake, and I love him to death. I know Joe, love him to death, known him 25 years. It's a real process for him. He's a good guy. But this is real. We have to be ready to reject the New World Order. And when prominent people join us and say no to the ESGs or no to human smuggling or no to UN takeover or no to new lockdowns or no to war with Russia, we can't just sit back because it makes you feel more official. Oh, that's a loyal opposition. Oh, they're controlled. Nobody gets successful unless they're controlled. I see that meme everywhere. Really, some of these accounts attacking us are getting millions of views. You're successful. Are you controlled? No, it's just a way for people to say they're the best. Well, I'm not here to say I'm the only one that knows this and I'm the grandmaster and you got to come to me for the answers. No, I'm here to put the truth out, and I bet on humanity. And I believe as it becomes apparent that the globalists are going to destroy everything, and nobody's immune, even if you're Elon Musk, they're getting ready to chop his firstborn son's genitals off It's reported he's getting ready for the transition. His brother almost died from the shot. A bunch of the people he knows got sick. And he said, I'm pissed off at you people. And they're coming after him. And I mean, I'm pretty common sense. I think as people get abused, like we all have, by the New World Order, even people that went along with this utopia lie, or, you know, this isn't a utopia, this is a dystopic hellscape. This is a horrible plan. I believe we're going to say no to it and back it off. But if every time somebody comes over to our side, Vivek Ramaswamy, you name it, we go, oh, I think you're controlled because you used to be with the enemy. That's how you lose a war. No, we want to start winning and have the enemy operatives see we're winning and jump over to us. Doesn't mean we always trust them. Doesn't mean once we win this round, we put them in charge of stuff. But we certainly accept them. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 of free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Trust Tulsi Gabbard. No, I don't. I'm going to explain this, okay? I trust people like Ron Paul, who's been around fighting the globalists for 50 years. I trust Rand Paul. I've known him 27 years. I trust people like G. Edward Griffin, been around 60 years fighting the New World Order. I trust myself because I know I'm for real. I make mistakes. I'm not perfect, but I want to defeat the globalists. I love freedom. What I'm saying about Joe Rogan getting more hardcore every day and Tucker Carlson getting super hardcore over the last few years and Tulsi Gabbard's now talking just like us and RFK Jr. and now Elon Musk and Russell Brand and Ramaswamy and all of them is whatever you think about those people or even Donald Trump was an anti-New World Order 10 years ago. Now he is. I know he's for real. He's been through the gauntlet. You can see it, but you can see the enemy attack. Is that what does it say about our movement against the globalist that just 5 years ago they were in the news saying it didn't exist? Now they say, no, New World Order is good, global government's good, UN control over your life is good, world currency's good, and now all these prominent people are saying they don't want to be part of it, and they're super more popular. They were already popular, now they're more popular. It shows freedom is popular and people are waking up. That's a no-brainer, not up for debate, absolute celebratory issue. Good job, patriots at the ground level. And I'm not territorial about this stuff. Yeah, I'm an OG. I've been on air 29 years. I've been the very same person the whole time. I'm 100% real. Who else can we say has been around longer and never changed course? Ted Nugent. 100% Ted Nugent is absolutely as patriotic and awake and as hardcore as you can get. And no one's going to question, is he a secret sellout? Because he's been an OG since he was 20 years old. Since he was ever known publicly, he's been a pro-human, common-sense American. He's Americana. He's pre-anti-New World Order. He's just America. But if some rocker who's been pro-globalist for a long time starts coming out against the New World Order now, I'm going to say, well, that's good. I mean, take people like Alice Cooper. He became a Christian 30-something years ago. Gives a lot of money to Christian charities. He's a great golfer, blah, blah, blah. He's come out against transgenderism. He's been attacked. When they attacked him, he didn't apologize like Santana did. But I'm not going to get mad at Santana for telling the truth and then getting in trouble and backing off some. At least he had a little courage. And courage is infectious. So I'm going to tell you again. It doesn't mean Elon Musk is our boss. It doesn't mean Elon Musk is our buddy. It doesn't mean we trust Elon Musk. But Elon Musk is one of the most powerful people on the earth. He's under real globalist attack. They're calling for his arrest all over the news. They're calling him a supervillain in major publications. Got the clips? Way to play them. And I'm saying the things he's doing and saying now against them. I know about the driverless cars and the brain chips and all his stuff. He's been warning AI for a decade. The point is, he's turning his ship around. So I'm not an apologist for Elon Musk. I'm not. Elon Musk says he buys into the official thing that I'm a bad guy and why I got banned on Twitter with Sandy Hook. That wasn't even mentioned because that wasn't even the radar. They went and dredged that up and said I was attacking people later in the future to get me banned other places and sue me and rig court cases. So Elon Musk has said terrible things about me. That's fine. I don't care about that. He hasn't come all the way. I'm not kissing his ass to get back on Twitter. The mere fact that I'm banned on Twitter makes this trend every week there make even more views. I don't expect him to fully awaken, but I knew that once he got persecuted, a person like him especially, who has, in his own words, extreme Asperger's, who just wants to problem solve and sees technology always as a good thing, that's been one of his pitfalls, one of his blind spots, that once they messed with him, he would come fully over. I mean, I knew when Joe Rogan moved to Austin 3 years ago, and he was starting to get more hardcore and waking up and privately really starting to believe me. I said, Joe, go ahead and tell the truth about stuff and let him attack you, and I think you'll come all the way. And because I know psychology, and I know people individually. And they attacked him and lied about him, and now he is hardcore every day against the globalist. He's made a 170 from the way he used to be. Elon Musk has done about a 160. So, yeah, to quote Ted Nugent, great song he wrote, Stranglehold, come on, come on, come on, baby, come on, come on, come on, join us. Let's get ready to win. We're not the minority. We're the majority. We're the winners. We bet on humanity. The globalists bet against humanity. They gave people a culture of death, a culture of victimhood, a culture of weakness. We're giving people a culture of overcoming tyranny through God. And I fundamentally have told you for decades, I saw this coming. And we've been proven right again. So I spend time here saying Elon Musk is going in the right direction because it's true. You can't deny he's turned the direction he's going. That doesn't mean we turn the lights off in a room with him. Doesn't mean we put him in charge of stuff. It doesn't mean we laud him or think he's the savior. But the ADL says he's the number one enemy, and they're very close to shutting him down on Twitter. And boy, won't you feel bad once they win if they do. He's betting on you. I'm betting on you. He's betting on we're going to win because he's a very smart guy. Opportunist? Probably. But hey, shows we're winning. But the opportunists are jumping over to us. So it's an easy brain game for the weak-minded to say, Jones is an apologist for Musk. That's not what I'm doing. I'm saying he's got our same enemies. Like Vladimir Putin, I don't lionize him. He's a strong man, does some bad things. But the globalists hate his guts, and he's not expanding a war against us. He's not coming after us. He's not opening our borders and trying to cut our children's penises off. So I'm going to say Vladimir Putin is not an aggressor. He's not expansionary. The West started this war. That's just a fact. Doesn't mean I endorse Vladimir Putin either. Elon Musk listen to this from The New Yorker. How Elon Musk went from superhero to supervillain. You hear that? Cernovich says, Jake Tapper is scum of the earth. This is why it disgusts me when conservatives go, wow, Jake, when he says something normal every once in a while, which is rare. Stop being this way. And what did he say? Well, Jake Tapper basically said there's going to be repercussions to the State Department for his, quote, treason. Zelensky on Starlink gate. Musk committing evil and driven by big ego. CNN Tapper demands Elon Musk face repercussions for denying Starlink to Ukraine for attack operation. When I come back, I'm going to get more into this because, see, I'm immersed in the news, so I know the rest of the story. That's public. You can verify it for yourself in 30 seconds. Then we'll get into the gunman in New Mexico and how that's a trial balloon. But that's what we're talking about here. And so this is very, very important. Stay with us. Separately, we got some really, 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 really good news. Because it's a great product you love, and people want it, and it funds our operation at 360 Win. Bodies, ultimate turmeric formula, the strongest you're going to find anywhere. Jam-packed, a big old giant bottle of stuff that destroys inflammation, that empowers your neurological system, you name it. I mean, it's just so amazing. God gave it to us, and it's the strongest curcuminoid out there. Other leading brands are like 70% curcuminoid. Most brands are 5% curcumin, and that still does a great thing for you. This is the strongest anybody makes, 95% curcuminoid. I am so glad this is back. I have been out of this myself for months. We've been sold out of this for almost 7 months. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Back in stock, 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. It's Alex Jones.
Our love is unconditional. We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes. You can feel it from my heart.
We know Ron Paul.
From here on after, let's stay the way.
And Jerry Griffin. And Ted Nugent are for real. Because they were blessed to grow up in families and be around people that were pure Americana. So they knew what was going on when they were young men. That's why we can look back at people like them and say, they're good, they're on our team. Just like from day one, when I was 21, it's always been the same message. And I've been proven right. Hell yeah, I'm real. But we can't sit there and hold people up to a G. Edward Griffin or a Ted Nugent or an Alex Jones standard. When people come over to our side, we don't trust them, but we realize we're winning. And that's why they're coming over to our side. That's how you win wars. So, yeah, so a lot of people joining us weren't awake 10 years ago or 20 years ago or even 2 years ago. Well, look around you. The New World Order is out in the open now. I expected people to wake up, especially if we laid the groundwork and warned them beforehand. They've heard this over and over again and made fun of us. But I forgive them. Now, here's how Alex Jones's brain works, and I'm going to hit the other news. But this is important about Elon Musk. I follow this Ukraine World War III development very closely, as I know a lot of you do. And I've followed the Pentagon, and there's a battle within the Pentagon, and a battle within the neocons, and a battle within the controllers of the Democratic Party. Some of them want to give nuclear weapons to Ukrainians. That's the minority. Some of them want to give F-16s. That's the minority. Some of them want to give them Abrams tanks. That's the minority. You remember a year ago, Biden said, less than a year ago, last December, 10 months ago, 9 months ago, we can't give them Abrams tanks. That's World War III. That's the escalation. But they did it a few months later. So when I see the news that broke last week that we already knew about, that Musk gave all these Starlinks to their military when they were being attacked and being the, it was seen as the Russians launching an invasion, even though they were responding to the Western proxy war escalation. I'm not defending the Russians. That's just a fact. People like Fareed Zakaria and the rest of them with George Soros are bragging about it on television, that they started it and were very proud of it. And then when they started using these drone boats to sink Russian ships, including ships in Russian territory that wasn't even in Ukraine on the Black Sea, the State Department got a little concerned, just like the State Department, not Elon Musk, but the State Department makes these decisions and the Pentagon basically goes with what Biden says. Remember a year and a half ago, the Ukrainians wanted 300 to 500-mile range missiles. And you can look it up. U.S. refuses Ukraine long-range missiles. Type it in. Anybody can do this. Don't believe me. Look it up. First, they'd only give them 20-mile range. Now they give them 50-mile range. And the British have gone the furthest. They've given them 100-mile range, 1,000-pound warhead cruise missiles that the Ukrainians have now been shooting into what the Russians have said of their area in southern Ukraine. But now they say they want to attack Russia proper. They've been doing it with drones and stuff they've got. And the Russians said, if you keep doing that, we'll consider it an act of war with NATO, and we'll go ahead and attack NATO targets. So, there it is. U.S. in no hurry to provide Ukraine with long-range missiles. In no hurry, Washington Post, whatever that means. So they're spinning this like Elon Musk, who has a civilian satellite system called SpaceX's Starlink, calls up the Pentagon, and the CNN has confirmed this, and Musk says, yeah, it's true. And he says, I'm concerned. And the Pentagon talks to Ukrainians, and they agree to not use these in Russian territories on the Black Sea. Then the Pentagon gets word that the Ukrainians are about to launch 50 of these at the Russian fleet in anchor, which will be a Pearl Harbor, and the Russians will then launch a major attack. So Musk told the truth, and that's in the book, too. The media spun it like Musk just turned these off. Musk is on the phone with the Pentagon and the State Department and the CIA. Thank God he works hard. And they decide, while the boats have been launched, because it takes many hours for them to maneuver at night from their port to attack the Russians, to kill it. So the Pentagon had a moment of sanity and agreed with Musk, who was on the phone with him, and he'd also been on the phone with the Russians. They were on the phone together, like Kennedy was on the phone with Khrushchev in the Cuban Missile Crisis. And they decided to kill it. And the Ukrainians refused to turn the attack back. That's why the Pentagon has just removed the leadership of their military, because they're not, and I'm not defending the Pentagon, but the Ukrainian government's out of control trying to start World War III. So even the Pentagon is trying to put controls on this, because this can lead to World War III very quickly. We're already in World War III, but nuclear World War III. So I know that Elon Musk was talking. It's in the book, and they admit it's real. All in a joint call on the red phone. And the Russians are saying, we will launch nuclear weapons if you do this. We will attack NATO bases. Don't do it. We're telling you. You hit us. We know you're getting it ready. We're going to hit you. Pentagon, State Department says, yeah, let's not do this to Ukrainians. Ukrainians ignore it. The CIA and the Pentagon pick up the ships launched, the drone ships, and they call Musk up and say, kill it. That's what happened. Now, to show there's an internal battle within our government over this, just like on the day of Kennedy, it was LLM and Sir Curtis LeMay won a nuclear war with Russia. He said no. He had to remove them. And it's the same thing here. There's different camps in the government, but the decision was made by the Pentagon, the State Department, with the Russians, not to attack the Russian fleet. Plus, they knew the attack was coming. Musk does that, and then they turn around. That's why when the Secretary of State Blinken was on, we'll play the clip in a minute and skip this break, with Jake Tapper, he would not talk trash about Musk, saying we're very thankful to Starlink because they're using it against them all over the battlefield. Musk actually went in on the Ukrainian war. He supplied thousands of units. He's actually attacking the Russians. He's in a meeting with the Pentagon. He's obviously a Pentagon front. But he represents the Pentagon front that doesn't want World War III. See, he does represent a deep state faction. It's not completely insane. So it's all public. If you actually were watching and studying the whole time, that Musk was talking to the State Department, the Pentagon, and the Russians on the same phone calls, and the decision was made to kill the boats. That's why Blinken, when Tapper brings it up, goes, let's not talk about that. I don't want to discuss that. We're very thankful for the Starlink, because he knows damn well the Pentagon paid to put those things up. And Musk is a front of the deep state. Come on, let's not be. We know that. I don't, quote, trust him. I'm saying, why is he against censorship, against the globalists, at least on the surface? Because he represents a faction in our government that doesn't want to have World War III. Let's be big boys and girls about this. But the globalists know the public is so informationally illiterate, so informationally deficient, that they just hear, oh, Elon Musk. Well, wait, we're told big tech owns their own companies, owns their own satellites, owns their own servers. So they can censor Americans all day long about Hunter Biden laptops. That's their right. But when an oligarch, you know, business owner, tycoon, doesn't want to have World War III, he now needs to be arrested. He's a traitor, and that's what Zelensky says. So what you're seeing is real politics, folks, what's really going on. And there's a war in our government between the establishment that want power and control, but they don't want to vaporize their grandchildren, and the Hegelian, Straussian, Hitlerian power cult that says, let's just do this and let's get this done. Because even if there's a nuclear war, they'll get full control here in America and take out their opposition here and cement their power, turn us into a fascist state.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Silver has has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Musk effectively sabotaged a military operation by Ukraine, a U.S. ally, against Russia, an aggressor country that invaded a U.S. ally. Should there be repercussions for that?
Jake, I can't speak to a specific episode. Here's what I can tell you. Starlink has been a vital tool for the Ukrainians to be able to communicate with each other, and particularly for the military to communicate in their effort to defend all of Ukraine's territory. It remains so, and I would expect it to continue to be critical to their efforts. So what we would hope and expect is that that technology will remain fully available to the Ukrainians. It is vital to what they're doing.
I don't know that you can't speak to it. You won't speak to it. Musk says he was reportedly afraid that Russia would retaliate with nuclear weapons. Musk says that's based on his private discussions he had with senior Russian officials. Are you concerned that Musk is apparently conducting his own diplomatic outreach to the Russian government?
Pause.
Really? None of...
If you read the articles that are all confirmed in CNN's own report, which Tapper's covering up, with the State Department, he was in trilateral discussions with SpaceX, Starlink, the Russians, and the U.S. government. And again, the U.S. government at that time, a year ago, said, we don't want offensive operations into Russia. They denied the missiles. I got an article right here. Let me show it to you. This is ABC News. U.S. likely to send long-range ATACMS missiles to Ukraine for the first time. So, see, the Pentagon and the war planners said, this is too dangerous. We can't send frontline Abrams tanks. We can't send long-range missiles. We can't send F-16s. We can't send cruise missiles. If we do that, it escalates into World War III. So Musk, a year ago, is just going along with policy. He's now bad because the policy changed. The lunatics in our government are doing things never done before. They're playing with thermonuclear fire. Continue.
diplomatic outreach to the Russian government. Really, none of this concerns you?
Jake, I can't speak to conversations that may or may not have happened. I don't know. I'm focused on the fact that the technology itself, Starlink, has been really important to the Ukrainians. It remains so. And it should continue to be part of what they're able to call on to be able to communicate with themselves and, again, to have the military be able to communicate. Throughout this Russian aggression, we ourselves have always had to factor in what Russia may do in response to any given thing that we or others do or the Ukrainians do, and we have. But what's so critical now is that Ukraine has had real success over the past year. I was just in Ukraine, as you know. The last time I was there was almost exactly a year ago. In that year, from the last time I was there till this week, the Ukrainians have retaken more than 50% of the territory seized by Russia since February of 2022. They're now engaged in a critical counteroffensive, and we're doing everything we can to maximize our support for them, along with many other countries, so that they can be successful. Starlink is an important part of their success, and as I said, we expect that it will continue to be so.
It sounds like Starlink's so important the U.S. government doesn't want to risk offending a capricious billionaire who did some things that I think in another situation the U.S. government might want to say something about, but let's move on.
So here's what's happening. You want the prime analysis, you're going to get it. You have the out-of-control Soros foaming-at-the-mouth leftists that have captured our country and doing all this. But you have the actual war planners that have been saying, do not give them frontline tanks, do not give them cruise missiles, do not give them long-range missiles, do not give them F-16s. The Russians have said they will escalate, they barely use any of their force, don't do it. That's our Pentagon that actually plans this. They're for a proxy war, they love it, they want to try to sap the Russians and beat them in a guerrilla war. You got Jake Tapper that doesn't know anything about military history, anything about anything, and he's sitting there, even though he can go read and knows Musk was working with our government to do this, and says he's a traitor because they want to get him because of Twitter and all the rest of the stuff he's doing and bringing Trump back to Twitter and the rest of it. So, it shows the schism, the fissures within the power structure and how they misrepresent everything. And they do it over and over and over again. Jake Tapper doesn't study this. Jake Tapper doesn't immerse himself in it. He gets a talking point to call for Elon Musk arrest. And you notice the horrible globalist Blinken is defending Musk because he knows full well it's all on record what went on in those meetings. And it's U.S. policy a year ago to not attack those ships in anchor or not attack Russia with missiles. Now, that said, the decision's changed by the people politically in charge. Just like with Deepwater Horizon and the BP oil spill, all the engineers said in the deepest well ever drilled at that time, 35,000, 40,000 feet, they were dumping $30 million of concrete, pumping it in the hole because of the pressure to keep that gas under. And they had some other mathematicians that said, well, we believe because it's under 10,000 feet of water and because it's 40,000 feet under the ground that there's some type of ambient pressure that will keep it pressurized. They said, no, we believe that pressure in the ocean passes on through the hole, and we believe with 99% certainty it'll blow up if you stop dumping concrete in the hole and dump seawater into it. They said, we don't care. It's costing us tens of millions a day to dump concrete, that all those ships lined up to dump concrete. It was a big test hole. They said, do not dump concrete. One day later, biggest oil spill ever, completely blew up, as you know. Killed a bunch of people. And it's the same thing. You got a bunch of Rothschilds and globalists and cold, crazy people that are just sitting back like this is a video game. And they go, we don't care what the Pentagon, the State Department says. Give them long-range missiles. Give them tanks. Give them F-16s. Go ahead and burn Musk for the previous policy we had. That's it. Think about that. And they even spin it. Musk met with the Russians on the phone with the State Department and the Pentagon and everybody else. That's admitted by the writer. They admit that in the news. Like, well, Musk was in a meeting with the Russians and the U.S. and And it was really a concern. This would lead to it. All parties were concerned, so Musk decided, because they gave it to Musk. But there was no criticism of Musk at the time. It was admitted at the time that he turned off Starlink to that area and wouldn't give him more Starlink. Remember all that? He was actually in the news then. But he was following policy. He was doing what he was told. And now imagine being Musk. He's followed the orders. He's done what they say. Everything. And they're turning around and saying, you're a traitor, man. You didn't let us attack those ships. He's like, you told me that was a good idea. See how they work? That's America losing its soft power, because these globalists backstab everybody. They go against all the common sense rules of humanity, all the common sense rules of diplomacy, detente, whatever you want to call it, and they're madmen. Because if you look at who actually runs things at the top, they're either senile or lawyers. Now, you've got statisticians and war planners and top physicists and people in the next to the top echelon, but they're not in command. They're saying, don't do this. I mean, they're like, this is stop. So is Musk. The globalists are like, we'll just have you arrested. How's that sound? Give the weapons to Ukraine. Let's go. Let's go to full war. All right, I didn't get into the gun stuff. Mike Lindell's popping in with big developments and his viral deposition for about 30 minutes. Then I'm going to hit the declaration of war. It's the Second Amendment. Now it's a test balloon for the rest of the country by the New Mexico governor. We'll get into the Fed saying for the First Amendment we'll put you in prison. Namely, Ellen Schroyer is on his way to D.C. Mordor right now. And so much more here today. Big second, third, and fourth hours. Please remember, your word of mouth and your sharing our videos and clips is everything. And you're doing a great job. That's why we're so viral right now. You know who you are. Keep it up. I thank you for defending my family, and yourself at the same time. Also, we've got incredible products at InfoWars Store. Game-changing turmeric back in stock. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the strongest turmeric out there. Light years better than almost all the brands out there. There are some that are super strong, but not as strong as ours. But most turmeric's 5%, you get a great effect. This is 95% curcuminoid, the active ingredient. DNA Force Plus with the strongest PQQ and CoQ10 and other ingredients to clean out your cells, clean out your blood with all the garbage that's going on. So good for your heart, so good for your immune system. DNA Force Plus, 25% off, finally back in stock after being sold out for 4 or 5 months. You can get both of them together for 35% off or get them individually for 25% off. That funds our operation. We have great, best coffee we've ever had, roasted by the Great American Patriot Group here. We love it. So we got three different types at InfoWarsStore.com. We have books. We have films. We have the Trump mugshirt T-shirts. They're limited edition. They're going to sell out soon. Please go to the site. Make the decision to get great products that enrich your life while keeping us on air. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. Also, courts ruling around the nation and laws being passed to take children from their parents by the pedo club. We'll hit that as well. But please keep us on air and get great products. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I didn't